Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, President Donald Trump said the U.S. had, quote, passed the peak of the coronavirus outbreak, which has infected more than 632,000 people in America. He said he will discuss guidelines today for reopening the country. But some industry leaders, says the Washington Post, complain the effort is haphazard and more testing for the coronavirus is needed.
Well, I don't think there's any question that that's correct. We do need to get the American people tested because it's the only way that we'll know where we're going. Clearly, and I've said it before, the president wants to win re-election, and he knows that as long as the economy is in the tank, his chances are worse and worse. I keep thinking about Herbert Hoover, whether or not he deserved it, and I think he did because of his inaction, which our president is also guilty of, that he lost the election. I think Trump sees it coming, and it's the worst thing that he could possibly envision. Because if he loses this election, he's going to lose this incredible protection that he has, that he can't be prosecuted. In the meantime, the Supreme Court is about to take up the issue of whether or not he has to release his tax returns to the people who, under the law, are allowed to see them. We're going to see once and for all, although I have my doubts, whether the Supreme Court of the United States really will take its job seriously. John Roberts said there's no such thing as a Republican or a Democratic judge, but of course there is. People sometimes talk about Roberts' vote on saving Obamacare, but I think he was searching for some legitimacy for that court. But the overwhelming number of cases are that that court is in the pocket of this president, whether or not the law says that his tax returns have to be released to the right people. He is not going to do it, and the court, I'm afraid, is going to go along with it. We're going to see. In the meantime, the court is having virtual conferences, and the American people are going to be allowed to hear what they're saying real time, at least in some cases. So, David, the president is also talking about opening up America, which, of course, he has to do in order to win re-election. The consequences be damned. And the governors are pushing back and saying, not until we know what we're doing. Right now, we know precious little about this virus, and until we do, it makes no sense to start opening things up again and re-releasing the pandemic. It's a very tough situation because a lot of people are having trouble putting food on the table or paying for their medicines or doing any of those things.
Does it stick? Even the bankers, the Wall Street call, quote, didn't go well, says Politico. They say, just like you said, that it makes no sense to reopen the country if the virus isn't fully under control and consumers and businesses don't feel safe to resume anything close to normal activity.
Well, I don't have any doubt about it. I just look at myself. I don't know about you, David, but I'm not walking into a grocery store unless it's absolutely important and that I'm going to wear whatever protective gear I can get. We know that this virus is lethal. So why in the world would a president say, well, let's go back to work? Well, if we do go back to work, everybody's going to have to wear a mask. There's no question. People will walk into supermarkets and have masks on. There will be a huge inventory born out of necessity for more and more protective gear. I keep looking at the television and seeing people not only with masks on, but plastic visors in front of their masks. Let me say, necessity is the mother of invention, and there are going to be an awful lot of people who are looking for ways to make money from this. Some of it will be productive, there's no question.
Well, quite disturbing that many are not heeding the warnings, not covering their faces. And now this, protesters clog streets in Michigan over Whitmer coronavirus stay-home order. They're mad at the governor. They gathered in their cars and on the streets, some carrying guns on the hip, protesting, saying, you know, no, we're not going to do this. Freedom.
You know, David, some people are just jerks. This governor is doing exactly the right thing. She's doing what Cuomo is doing, what California is doing, what New Jersey is doing. She is doing the right thing. And so a bunch of jerks get in their cars, and an ambulance can't even make it into the hospital bay with a patient. You know what? This is the kind of thing that is bound to happen when you have an angry populace who doesn't know what to do. The conservatives who are running this particular protest are just not dealing with reality. And reality is what we got to deal with. Dr. Fauci keeps telling us that. The science is what's important. Cuomo tells it to us. Fauci tells it to us. And these guys get in their cars. Disgusting.
Interesting conversation on your Capital Connection program this week. It'll air this afternoon at 3 with Senator Julia Salazar, Democrat from the Working Families Party, Brooklyn. She was pretty clear about a couple of things. One, that Governor Cuomo's been doing a fabulous job in terms of handling the crisis, but that when it comes to the money involved, where are you going to get it from? And she says, tax the ultra rich. They should pay their fair share in this because the poor will get hurt more.
Well, Salazar, a remarkable young woman, the youngest woman ever elected to the New York State Senate, is a progressive in the same mode as AOC, the famous AOC, is in the Congress. She is representative of basically those young people who are Bernieites, who are saying we've got to move forward and we've got to have a more equitable distribution of income and everything else in the United States. Nevertheless, she is one of the few, as opposed to the vast majority of people who are looking for a centrist position. So she's well worth listening to, that's for sure. On the other hand, it ain't there yet.
Her political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thank you. Please, everybody, might as well just start wearing the mask, especially if you're in New York. Do the right thing. Be safe.
The main thing is we all say it to each other and we mean it. It's from the bottom of our hearts. Be safe. Don't do what those jackasses in Michigan have done, which is not to deal with the reality. We have a situation here. It's terrible. This radio station will be here with you at every moment. You can always turn us on and you can help us survive. But the main thing to remember is be safe.